Previously on Black Lions Airspace, I started off the new year with laughing at myself on this podcast. I had missed this thing for 2 weeks. I thought I was a month behind. Not the case. I was only 2 weeks. I've recorded Black Lions Domain, my interview segment, for the last 2 episodes. Well, I'm back. I'm ready to show some lovin's. Podcast lovin's for a few episodes. One podcast is The Majestic Moments by Mayoko Fukino, or better known to some of you out there as my beloved Yurgen, my former lifelong, my dear friend, my partner in a coaching bit that I would not shut up about, that we are still making things work together. All right, so Mayoko returned to this podcast several months ago. We were already on the road to this book called Magical Miracles. Please buy that book. It's not just about me. It's not just about her. It's not just about Dr. Marilyn Loprasti. It's not just about Blair Haynes. That book is the end to a wonderful set of books that were about empowerment. It went from women only to unisex. I have the honor of saying that I was the biggest player in the unisex books. But there were other people involved, mainly women, just like women are the heart and soul of this podcast. I bow to my audience that is majority female. According to Anchor.fm, 46% of my audience is female. I do not take that for granted. I really don't. And I'm trying my best to be aware of when I go without this baby. Seriously. All right, let's go back to Majestic Moments. All right, so that thing has not been seen since December 15th. There's only been one episode since Mayoko promised me and all of you out there, the kids out there, that she'd return to her own show. Beyond trying to do Facebook Live with me, I don't know why that knucklehead woman is not doing her podcast. And Mayoko, if you are legit listening to this, hon, you, my dear, have exactly 9 days. 9 days. Today's the 6th. Yesterday was the 5th. You got 9 days left, you crazy hunt. until 1 month has passed by with your podcast, Majestic Moments. I loved the episode entitled My Favorite Things. It was fun. It was cute. It was a ha 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 to be hurt. Please listen to it. I'll leave it in the show link. But kids out there, as I stated on her actual second appearance, now we have the right to get on her behind. Now we have the right to dog her. Because when Mayoko goes a long time without doing something, it burns her. And that's not in a good way. It's not. Because she'll sit up with me, talking to me about how she wants to do it. Blah, 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 blah. And I can see you laughing right now, you knucklehead woman. Good, laugh at yourself. That's an order. All right, so if we don't get on her about it, another 6 months possibly will pass. That's not good, especially regarding our coaching. We did not end off this year quite so well. Take away our appearance in Magical Miracles. We have no clients. None. We've done several episodes of Facebook Live. Nothing. Mayoko's doing only God knows what. Me, I'm trying my best to keep this podcast going. I'm trying to revamp what we call Fear the Love's Roar. I'm not giving up on it. I let certain things go to the wayside. I got too relaxed. I got too comfy. And years have passed me by. Not completely my fault. However, I'm owning what I do know. So I've lived with my family again now over 2 years. I own that completely. I've been employed by Amazon almost 2 years. If I make it to October 11th this year, it'll be exactly 2 years. I am driven to make this year the best since this coronavirus situation began. We are entering years since that happened. Since I moved back in with my family, which was before the coronavirus. But I've stayed with them. I feel like the more I go down this path, I am overstaying my welcome. I am practically 35 years of age. I don't see myself at 34 anymore. Yeah, sure, I am 24 days away from changing age completely. But it's mindset, it is mentality. I am 35. And Amazon, as much as I respect them, as I age with them, the more I see how different I am. And this thing of coaching means the world to me. As certain politicians like Uncle Jojokins want to keep us masked, want to make it known, oh, you can get vaccinated, but nothing's changing. I have something I believe can change the planet. I have something that I believe the world should see, should participate. And one thing has been going on nearly 4 years. Or shall I say three, really, entering its fourth season. You're listening to another thing, Mayoko and I, we shouldn't have been quite so lax. We should have stayed consistent. But I think she can testify to it more than anything else. I've been more consistent with it than she has been. And I don't hate her. I love her. I love her. That's why I keep on dogging her about Majestic Bones. That's why I keep dogging her about us working together. Because change needs to come. And as the politicians and the CDC keep changing details about this whole entire coronavirus situation, we need something better. We need results. We need things that are going to be concrete and that operates out of love, not fear. Again, out of love, not fear. And I'm not leaving 2022 without love roaring stronger than fit. And Mayoko, you need to get Majestic Moments up and roaring again. May you fall off God knows how many times. I'm stepping up. I'm stepping up, and I will not shut up until you stay consistent with it. You want Majestic Moments to succeed? You want our coaching bit to thrive and survive, respectively? Then get ready to hear me more than usual. Because I'm tired to some degrees or another of beating myself up about lack. I am ready, willing, and able. And if I gotta make a bigger stink for myself too, so be it. Because things gotta change. In the name of fear to love's roar. Or, if a dear friend of ours is listening, she'd probably call it mind over matter health. And I'm willing to do it also in the midst of chaos. Oh, what's that? That's what all of you out there, and I'm sure Mayoko's asking. Well, after I give a talk to other people. I'll talk about that. I will see you shortly.